You're live now.
Okay. Welcome to the August 31st, 2016 meeting of the Pacific and National Board, National Finance Committee meeting. Our chair, Brian Edwards Teeker, can't be here tonight. I am the secretary. My name is R. Paul Martin. We will start the meeting with a roll call to see who's here. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov. Joseph Davis.
Present.
Brian Edwards Teekert. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's eight, and that is a quorum. And I think the first thing we need to do is get a chair pro tem. And would anybody like to be the chair pro tem?
I would like to nominate Michael.
Okay, so Barbara Whipperman nominates Michael Novick. Are there any other nominations? Once, twice, three times. If there's no objection, we will declare Michael Novick chair pro tem for this meeting by acclamation. Is there any objection? Seeing none, Michael, you have the chair.
All right. Are there any minutes that have been offered for approval? I haven't seen any recently, but...
No. Besides it being a very interesting couple of weeks, I've been sick for days, and so I haven't been able to finish them. So, no, we don't have any tonight.
And I don't think there was an agenda actually put forward either.
No.
There was I can't quite call it a document from KPFT. It was sort of minutes from a meeting of their finance committee. KPFK's budget is not in shape yet to consider. I can only recall that we left things with the national office. I think we had a preliminary version, but on the basis of which we passed a motion last time about basically staying with the current central service payments schedule. Do we have anything from PRA? I haven't seen anything. Sam?
No, I have not seen anything so far.
This is Barbara with a suggestion.
Go ahead.
It might be a good idea to continue discussion, general discussion, on the financial situation and Sam's last report, or, you know, continuing reports to us.
Yeah, we had the short and medium-term action items. It sounded like somebody else just got on the call.
Serena's here.
Go ahead, Serena. So this is Michael Novick. I was elected chair pro tem for this meeting because Brian is not available for this one.
Yep.
And we don't really have an agenda. Barbara was suggesting we continue looking at the overall sort of short, medium, and long-term financial suggestions.
I thought we were going to continue with the KPFA budget. Or what was the decision on that last time?
We didn't pass that.
I do not believe
the LSB passed it. So I don't. I thought we had, but maybe not.
We don't have minutes from the last meeting, unfortunately.
Somebody
else come in the call?
Our Paul for stack.
Go ahead. Who just got on the call, though?
Nancy, I'm just listening.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Okay. Go ahead, Arbaugh.
Nancy?
Listening, she said.
Oh, listen, okay. Okay. Got to put that in so it gets in the minutes. Okay. I can tell you, we did not pass the KPFA budget at the last meeting, so it hasn't been passed.
Okay. Well, if it's been approved by the USB, why don't we proceed with continue further with that one? Maybe people can scroll back through their emails or find the documentation.
Sam on the sack.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. So the last discussion I recall about the KPFA budget was that if there are any pending questions, they will be emailed to the general manager and the business manager of the station.
Right.
It will not be covered during the finance committee meeting deliberations. And then ultimately at some point in time, that will be taken up and will be approved or disapproved.
Serene to the staff.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, I know that, I believe, that we had talked about having a first draft of the from the national office available at the last meeting, and then I think it was put over to this meeting. And someone was supposed to have reached out to PRA, I think. Do we know whether any of that happened?
No, Sam said he hasn't received anything from PRA. I haven't seen anything on the list, certainly.
Someone from finance, I thought it was the CFO, but don't hold me to that, was going to get in contact with someone at PRA. I'm wondering whether that contact was made since our last meeting, if I'm correct.
Any reply to that question? Somebody else just joined the call?
Adriana?
Hi, Adriana. Brian is not here. I was elected chair pro tem for this meeting. We have a quorum. We're on the stream. We started the meeting. There was no proposed agenda circulated. We were trying to figure out what to discuss. There's some confusion as to whether there was a proposal at the last meeting to have the CFO or someone else contact the PRA for a proposal, and whether there's anything from the national office.
Draft budget.
Yeah.
Well, is the CFO on the call, Michael? Is Sam still
here? Yeah, Sam, as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I have not made the contact with the PRA for the budget.
Okay.
Well, maybe the first thing to discuss is the timeline of how we are going to deal with this budgeting process, because it's August 31st. That means tomorrow is September 1st. And the end of the fiscal year is looming very rapidly. So maybe we should do a go around and people can say what the state of the budgets that we know about are.
Mr. Chair?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe we should cobble together something like an agenda, which would include a time to end the meeting and an idea of what we might want to do, because that way, otherwise we do risk spending a lot of time going this way, that way, and other things come up.
Right.
I'm just suggesting maybe an agenda would be an idea.
Yeah. No, I'm suggesting that as an agenda item, that we have a report in the state of the, to create a timeline starting with a report in on the state of the budgeting process at the different units. So that would be one, or let's say two agenda items. First, to get the report in from the various units, and second, then to start to figure out a timeline for budget approval. Are there other proposed items for this meeting? Barbara, I think, was suggesting a continued discussion about the financial situation.
Can I make a comment about that?
Sure.
I think, I don't know whether they're on the call because I haven't heard them yet, but Nick and Joseph both have submitted things that were addendums to or suggestions about the situation that we're in, and perhaps either one of them could have a few minutes to discuss the ideas they've put out. I've skimmed them, but I haven't absorbed them, which may be the case with everybody on the committee. Anyway, that's one of the ways that we could spend a few minutes trying to make some headway, at least in understanding the situation we're in and what we might eventually recommend that somebody do.
Hi, Serene. All the staff.
And then Joseph and Stag.
Okay, Serene, and then Joseph. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm not in front of a computer, so it's we did get an update. I don't have it, but I would like to get a report, if it wasn't already emailed, about the status of central services, both to the national office and to PRA.
You mean receipts, what they have now?
Well, what the status of central services are. Who owes 6 months as opposed to 9 months as opposed to 2 months for both the national office and PRA.
Okay. So you'd like to put that on the agenda?
Please.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then Joseph?
I was going to say, I was okay with what Barbara said. I actually had a couple of comments that I could make at some point. And if Nick has some ready, that's fine. I already have a couple of things I wanted. So if you want to throw that on there, that's fine.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes.
I think we should start at least assigning some amount of time for each of these now, mm-hmm. so we know what we're...
Okay. Sure. Hang on a second. I'm just trying to jot some of these down.
Let me say what I've got so far as the cobbling together agenda. Report from the units on budget progress. Timeline of budgets and central services status.
Okay, and then the fourth one, I think, is a discussion about really urgent short-term financial
relevant
survival
items to our...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May I make a suggestion of a slight word change from something Arpal just said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Timeline for budgets, I think it means... I mean, I think Michael was suggesting timeline for budget approvals. In other words...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Setting up our meetings, saying, you know, in 2 weeks we expect a report from Station A and Station B, and
yeah,
like
okay.
Is that
okay?
Yes, that was my intention.
Timeline for dealing with budget approvals.
Or dealing with budget approvals.
Okay, so I have four items. There's a go around from the units on the state of the budget development process. Budget approval process timeline, including our next several meetings, the state of the central service payments or non-payments, and a discussion of urgent short-term financial measures that can be taken. So I think a go-around could probably be pretty fast, maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes on... reports from units, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Maybe 20 for the budget timeline process and setting up some meetings going forward and making sure that we communicate them to the units. State of the central service payments. I think there was a document from Sam a little while ago, but maybe you could resend that or we could review that. How much time do people want for that?
I think 10 is more than
time. Okay. And then discussion of urgent financial measures, short-term financial measures.
Let's start with 20.
Okay, so that's an hour.
Mm-hmm. So
sounds fine.
Okay.
So
people can always.
Adjournment time would be what do we want?
Let me say
48 minutes after the hour now.
Why don't we say no later than 10 Eastern?
Yeah, 7 p.m. here.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to make the motion?
So moved.
Okay, any objections to that agenda?
Let me read it out finally so we all agree.
Mm-hmm.
One, report from units on budget progress, 10 minutes. Timeline for dealing with budget approvals, 20 minutes. Central services status, 10 minutes. Discussion of urgent short-term financial measures, 20 minutes. Adjourn, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so any objections to that agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed with that agenda. So the first item on it is a report from the various units about the state of the budget approval process on the East Coast, WPFW.
So this is Nick Arena. We have been working on our budget for both a 120-day period starting September 1st and thereafter based on the revenue realities that we're in, working with the business manager to present this budget to the Finance Committee, which will meet on September the 12th, and to the LSB that will meet on September 14th. We've had a draft budget that was presented but not approved in the last LSB meeting on August the 10th, but we need to update it based on current expense negotiations with the vendors. So we would expect to have a budget after the LSB meeting on September the 14th.
Okay. Anything from WBAI at this point? Serena saying?
Yeah, okay. As has been reported before, the national office is handling the WBAI budget at this point in time. I spoke to the general manager today, and he had some complaints about the current template for the budget, and he's being asked to basically send in some information, and he says it takes a lot longer than he likes. But basically what's going to happen is our general manager is going to send something to the national office. The national office is then going to put together a budget, and we'll get it from the national office. And that is still the status.
Barbara with a question.
Go ahead, Barbara.
When is your next LSB meeting that would vote on such a thing?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think, as people know, there is a lawsuit pending here in New York regarding
any of the LSB meetings and the composition of the WBAI LSB. Also, I will point out that the timeline which we adopted earlier in the year gave July 31st as the last time the LSBs really had anything to say about these budgets. So I think that unless we're going to change the timeline around, that the none of the LSBs are really in a position to be dealing with the budgets at this point in time, because they should all be coming right to the NFC and dealt with there.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
So the next regularly scheduled board meeting is the 14th. It's the same for D.C., Houston, and New York are all on the same schedule. So the 12 of us who have been coming to board meetings this year will be there, and I suspect others won't. And we have received nothing by way of a draft budget to look at, so I don't know that anything could happen on the 14th anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but if the last day that LSBs were to have any role in the budget, which is, you know, kind of ridiculous, that's one of our primary tasks. If the last day for that was July 31st, may I ask what should we have accomplished by today, August 31st? And isn't that the reason that we're looking at reviewing the approval timeline? Isn't that why it's on the agenda? Because we know nothing is quite what it should be.
Ms. Barbara, for a comment.
Yes, to answer Serene's question, I think the idea of looking at the approval process timeline, again, is that the one that we are theoretically operating under is, you know, gone by the boards. Barbara, go ahead.
Well,
and then
that's
I'd like
the key word. You just said it, Michael, theoretically. That's been the schedule for years. And the last year, and maybe the year before, we've had trouble meeting that schedule. And so we just keep working and do the best we can to finally get things passed by LSBs. And then the Finance Committee deals with them. We're not in a position for a chair of this committee to write budgets for people, as did happen almost sometimes when we had a different chair. And I think we just acknowledge that this schedule is theoretical, and we continue working.
Or Paul?
Well, I did want to ask Sam before you go ahead again, because you said that the national office is trying to come up with a budget for WBAI, whether there is any proposal from the national office for that. Sam?
Yeah, because the general manager there has expressed very, say, limited hours available for this process. So I had offered help that the national office may be able to put together something, and we had sent some templates, some very simple templates, but none of the information has been received from them so far. The other problem that I am seeing for, say, particularly for WPFW and WPI, that their budgets are so much underwater that I don't know what realistic numbers can be put together. So this is a kind of a fundamental issue that we are all facing. And I think we will have to come to some agreement that either we submit deficit budgets or otherwise, I mean, for lack of better words, basically they'll be unrealistic. So something that we need to decide upon.
Okay, thank you. So, R. Paul, you were on the stack? But then we need to move the other units.
Okay. Yes. In answer to the question from a member, where is it now? It's here. Okay. The August 31st on the budget timeline is that the CFO would review final network budget, make recommendations for PNB adoption. If you look at it, this is the items are
A through I, and this is item G. And so, yes, obviously the timeline is completely shot. And that's that. So people want to know what we're supposed to be doing today. That's what we're supposed to be doing today. We're in no position to do that today. So,
okay. All right. So, but I would like to move on to KPFT. You had a brief report about kind of midway through your process. Could you clarify that for the stream and for the rest of us?
Yeah, we sent in the numbers. We got the initial proposed budget from the GM on the 25th or 6th, and went into the committee on the 26th, I believe, the next day. We looked at the numbers. We found most of them, probably more than half, were acceptable. Some of them, we had to look at historical numbers, and they just didn't pan out. We've seen the same kind of overestimates before. It's kind of typical. Right now, we have some specifics that we want to talk about for some of the staffing costs because we have an open position that the LSV voted to leave open to help with the foundation finances, and we're trying to. At the same time, we're trying to bring up our minimum wage to $15 an hour out of respect to our employees. So we're trying to balance in these two things. So we're going to try to invite the KPFT business manager, Markeisha, to get some details from her and kind of see if we can work on that. And that's pretty much where we stand right now. We're in the process of gathering our questions for her so that she can prepare and then come and meet us.
With
a question.
All right. I was going to ask if you could put that in terms of dates, and then Barbara.
You want to have Joseph give you dates first?
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind. Yeah. Do you have a date set for what you said with Markeisha or for the LSB?
No, we don't have a date set because we only met a couple two business days ago or something, and we are getting our questions together. We want to make sure we get it all wrapped up so that we can give her something. Then she's going to pick a date based on her schedule. So
okay.
Hopefully within 2 weeks is kind of what we're hoping for.
All right, Barbara, go ahead.
And do you know when your next LSB meeting is?
Yeah, second Wednesday of September.
That's the 14th also.
Is it usually on the second Wednesday of a month? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Greg?
yes. As far as the KPFK budget goes, our GM submitted a incomplete draft budget on June 30th, which was 8 weeks ago. There has been no update to that. And our GM 10 days ago in a report to the LSB indicated that shortly she would be able to give us information on the status of the union negotiations so that they would be complete, and she could then submit an update to the draft budget. But there hasn't been an update, and I haven't received any information from her at this time when that update will be submitted. So that's where things stand at KPFK so far.
This is Shireen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my understanding is that there was a question about some of the information that had been conveyed to the board or conveyed to you, Fred, as treasurer, and that you were supposed to have made some sort of adjustment, but that you've not sent it forward. What am I... can you clarify that situation?
Well, the situation is that the budget is a management responsibility. I, as treasurer of the LSB, can't, rewrite the budget. We're waiting for information. The problem with the draft budget we received was that the expense information was incomplete. And we're waiting for basically that to get more realistic information on proposed expenses. And that's a management function. The LSB, you know, can't really address that directly.
Barbara,
If I could follow up. I'll yield to Barbara, but I do,
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so my understanding that the reason that some numbers are not, quote, final, is that they are related to staff, possible staff cuts, or payments that are due staff, or something involving staff that is not within the control of management in terms of the final determination about those numbers. So you're saying that nobody has looked at any of the other numbers because there's not absolute information about one particular set of numbers? You've not looked at the rest?
Well, those numbers are not under the control of the of governance either. I mean, they really are numbers that are management's responsibility to generate. And you know, I can't make up numbers out of thin air. We want to see definite expense information.
Okay, I wasn't clear. I'm saying that since no one can give those numbers as final numbers at this point, have you looked at the rest of the budget? Or is everything sitting for 2 months now, waiting until everything is in?
Well, we're basically waiting on management to start filling in some of these blanks. I mean, what management proposed on income was basically replicating what the income is this year. But income this year is down by at least 10 to 15% from the previous year. So I don't know what to say at this point. We're in a sort of a deadlock situation, waiting for, management to make some kind of proposal for going forward into the future.
Someone beeping in the background.
It's my cell phone. Somebody's trying to call me. Okay. And I can't, I need to stay on this, this conference call.
Barbara, you were on the stack?
Well, I was wondering when your next LSB meeting is.
September 18th.
The
8th?
18th.
But our finance committee is a week before that. I think it's on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I have two questions. First, is the National Office working with Radio Archives with the budget? That is first. And Sam, do you have the National Finance Committee? And Brian, we were asking you for some details on the Pacifica National Office budget. Did you have that ready? Can you give us those?
So that will be the responsibility for the Pacifica Radio Archives. That should be contacted separately. We don't do their budgets, so they should present it to the Finance Committee.
Okay, I think we're actually out of time for this item.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I asked about the National Office budget too. We are the last National Finance Committee. Brian asked you, and all of us asked you, to the preliminary budget that you sent, if you could add all the information that we need for us to work on that budget too.
Yeah, so the budget that I had submitted last time for the National Office, that will remain as such for some time. Because the issue that I'm facing there is we are completing the balance sheet for 2015. We have just closed the books for 2014 and rolled over the balances. And we are finding that there are accrued liabilities in the past years, but those have not been properly reflected in the books for this year. So in simple terms, what is happening is that when we have paid certain expenses from the past year, they have been charged to an expense account instead of the accrued liabilities. I don't want to scare everybody, but I'd say that problem is not huge, but there are significant changes that have to be made, and probably we may have to revise both the 2015 income statement and 2016 income statements for this double accounting. The payment has not been made twice. It's only the expenditure and the booking of the liability that is in effect. So that is going to have an effect on the 2017 budget. And that's the reason why the budget that I had submitted, that will remain good for a little while.
Yeah, maybe I can send you in writing what we asked you in last meeting. I don't think that we should spend more time now, but that is not exactly what I was asking. But that's okay. I will send you in writing. Don't worry. Thank you.
Okay, so we are past time to go around. What I got from the go around is as soon as we can expect any budget documents is the 14th, unless we can get something from the PRA sooner. We currently have a meeting of the Finance Committee scheduled on the 20th of September. Are we proposing that we have a meeting before then?
This is Barbara with a comment.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, if we were trying, you know, to stick to that old schedule, we certainly would, but I don't see any reason to schedule an early meeting for that. I think the 20th is, we'll be lucky if we have two or three budgets to review at that time. It sounds like we might be able to have WBAI from some people's perspective, and WPFW, and possibly KPFT. You know, maybe we'll even have four. Who knows? I think we should schedule ourselves a nice long meeting on the 20th.
I'll propose that we meet also on the 27th. It's the following Tuesday
Fine.
Night.
Fine. Yes, I agree. I think that's good. I
it's open in the PPFTX calendar, and I think we're probably going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make that. Well, can I make motions? I'm not sure of that.
I second it.
Yeah, hold on a second while I get up here and log it in. I'm waiting for KPFTX to come up here. While we're at it, so you're making a motion that we meet, we set a meeting date for the 27th.
An additional meeting for the 27th, Tuesday.
Will that be a regular or a special?
That would be a special.
The regular meeting is already set for the 20th. This will be an extra meeting on the 27th, the following Tuesday.
Adriana?
I think I heard Serene first. Were you asking for the floor, Serene?
No, I was not. Thanks.
Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I think that when we put it as special, the only reason that we need to define the reason, and the reason will be obviously, discussing the budget.
Yeah. Maybe Art Paul as secretary, do you want to communicate to the PRA that we're anticipating some budget proposal from them by
whom in the PRA
Mariana.
Do I contact?
Mariana, the business manager.
Somebody send me her email address and I'll write that to her. But first,
okay.
We got to approve
the
motion to set
a
special meeting for my 9/27.
Sorry. Was there any objection to the 27th for an additional special budget meeting?
I assume the calendar is otherwise clear?
Yes.
Okay. No objections from me. Thanks.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Maybe, Michael, you can contact the PRI as a chair of the National Finance Committee and request the budget?
Well, I'm the chair pro tempore tonight.
But it's right upstairs.
Okay, sure.
We could have another motion and make you chair for now.
Sufficient unto the day. All right, so that's fine. The item on the floor, though, is still the 27th. Is there any objection to the special meeting on the 27th? Okay, hearing none. We have a meeting on the 20th and another one on the 27th. I'll communicate to... the treasurer should all communicate to their own boards that we're hoping to get... budgets here by, I would say, prior to the 20th, but all possible, because we need time to look them over.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have them after the 14th from at least three.
Point of information, Michael. I noticed that our regular NFC meeting on this calendar is the 18th, not the 20th.
On which calendar?
KPFTX.
Are you looking at September?
I'm sorry, I was looking at October. I'm sorry.
That's right. Okay, so...
this
I guess
Barbara
I
with a suggestion.
Go ahead, Barbara.
I think for this... the agenda for our regular meeting... and just continue with the special meeting. Let's make a list of the stations that we are expecting budgets from, and if that night when we get to it there isn't one ready, that's the report we'll get. And
right.
Let's just put that as a calendar. You know, I think we could go through the order that we just did. WPFW, WBAI, WPFT, I mean KPFT and KPFK. And then I would like to ask or repeat the agreement we had at the last meeting that if anybody has questions about KPFA, that they communicate them to us about the budget. And... otherwise, I think we need to approve the budget as it was approved by the LSB. Approve it for forwarding to Pacifica National Board.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I don't understand if we have a whole motion there. Is a motion, Barbara?
No, it was a suggestion. I would like to hear what people have to say. I mean, Michael earlier brought up the point that people were supposed to communicate any questions to KPFA, and I should report that I haven't received any, and I do not believe that our manager or business manager received any.
Yes, normally we discuss in an open meeting of the National Finance Committee.
We did discuss our budget, but people thought if there were more questions that we could deal with them that way, and then they could be brought up in the meeting. So I think I was thinking that
I have some questions because obviously the cash flow, I mean, KPFA, obviously, is not in the situation to pay for what owes, and that's why I think that we need to discuss the budget.
The only one paying the
Okay, we don't need to start that, because if we don't talk about the past, or I can see that some send us that KPFA is still the same, Sam? We shall receive this from you, and it's dated.
Well, we need an update then, if that's you're going.
That's a separate agenda item, so let's not deal with it right now. We're trying to finish the timeline.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, so on the issue of questions for on the KPFA budget, I might have misunderstood something, but I think they should all come to the list and be compiled and be sent in one email, not that the person should contact the manager. So I thought I heard Barbara say that, to her knowledge, the manager had received none, and I'm saying, to my knowledge, the manager shouldn't receive any. It should be one, you know, one list that goes.
I haven't received any. I didn't know if anybody contacted them separately.
No, I haven't seen it either. I'm just saying, as a point of process, that we don't need committee members emailing the station management. We can compile a list of questions and have them, you know, transmitted in an orderly fashion to the manager.
Okay, so let's say that will be the process. There was a presentation from KPFT also that if people do have questions regarding anything that has been submitted up to this point, they should send their questions to the National Finance Committee list, and we'll address them on our next agenda and forward them to the stations. So I'm looking for a motion.
I'm sorry,
along
Michael, I'm sorry.
Yes?
I don't think we need to address them at the... I don't think we have to wait for the next meeting. I'm just saying that we should compile them and then have, you know, either the treasurer or I guess the treasurer convey them in one email to the management.
Okay.
You know, I don't think we need to have another meeting to discuss the questions before they can be forwarded.
Okay, sure. But the basic process is to send the questions to this list as opposed to just the treasurer or the management of the station. So maybe, Paul, you can include that in the minutes. And
okay.
And if their questions come in, I'll compile them.
Okay, thank you.
Well, question, so, one in a minute?
That if people have questions about the KPFA budget or about the document that was submitted regarding KPFT, which are the two things we have seen so far, that they submit their questions to this list to be compiled to be sent back to the stations.
And how do I enter that? As a motion or as a...
This is Barbara with a comment. I think we're reconfirming a motion that was passed previously. I don't think this is a new motion. We said before we can do some of this by email.
Adriana?
Okay, I'll consider it a new motion, because we just added KPFT, so we'll just say that as a motion that if there are questions about any budget materials that have been submitted up to this point, or at any point, that the questions should be submitted to the NFC list to be compiled to be referred back to the stations. Is there any objection to that?
I need to, please, first of all, no such motion passed at the last meeting. It was a suggestion, I think. Michael, if you're making a motion, I need to have you say it again a little slowly so I can write it down.
Okay. If the procedure is that if there are any questions that arise regarding budget information that has been provided to the committee, people submit their questions to the NFC list to be compiled and referred back to be compiled by the treasurers and referred back to the stations or units.
Point of information?
Adriana?
Before we go into anything else, I need to get this wording down. It's sort of... All right. The procedure is that if there are any questions that arise, and now I missed a piece here, regarding the budgets?
Yes.
That people submit their questions to the NFC list and... What's the rest?
To be compiled by the station's treasurer for submission to station management.
Is that your wording, Michael?
That's fine.
Okay.
So, any objection?
What I have is the procedure.
I have a point of information.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Let's get a point of information if we don't have the wording down
okay.
yet.
Okay. Excuse me. Let Paul read the language again, and then we'll ask get your question, Adriana.
All right. The procedure is that if that the procedure be. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's procedure B. That the procedure be that if there are any questions that arise regarding the budgets, I want to make that the FY17 budgets.
Yes.
That the procedure be that if there are any questions that arise regarding the FY17 budgets, that people submit their questions to the NFC list, and they will be. Okay, on end. Submit questions to the NFC list to be compiled by the station's treasurers to be submitted to the station's general managers.
Yes.
Is that it?
Okay, there was a question from Adriana.
Yes. I mean, I'm a little confused because according to what you just, the motion that just is on the floor, why we need the National Finance Committee? We just started emailing back and forth. I think that the main issue in the National Finance Committee is bring the budget. And among all of us, start because sometimes the question of somebody will trigger, and the answer of that will trigger a different question. The idea of the National Finance Committee is in open session. Means that the listeners can hear if they wish. Our discussion, the budget need to be openly discussed in open session. We are talking about, that sounds to me like the finance committee doesn't have any the local finance committee doesn't have any thing to do neither, because what I remember that the National Finance Committee in every station, with the exception is KPFA, are supposed to work exactly the same issue with the managers. I don't understand this motion, really, and I think that it's totally contrary of the National Finance Committee.
Adriana,
everybody please stop talking for a second. Adriana, that was not a question, that was a comment. So we're having discussion at this point of the motion, I think, is what's happening.
The question,
I heard several voices at the same time, so I just want to remind people that this came up kind of tangentially to the question of the budget timeline, and it's already almost 9:30. So let's try to keep a little focus.
I have an amendment to propose.
Okay. I heard another voice also trying to speak. Who else wanted recognition? No? Okay. Barbara, what's your amendment?
Well, I think there's a few words missing here. It's understood, I believe, that since we are in the set of circumstances we're in, that we can do some of this work by email. No one is suggesting that this replace finance committee work. It's just to hurry it up and make the communication between the stations and the treasurers and the people on this committee a little more efficient, if we can, by having, you know, if the questions don't come up during this meeting, but they are known, and then you think about them, you send them ahead before our next meeting, then we can deal with them. They can be read so the public will know what the questions are. The treasurers can have already taken them to the management of the station, and there can be answers given. It's not to go around this stuff. I think we just have to say that I'm trying to figure out how to what words to add to this motion that we're now considering to make it clear that this is additional. This is something we can do in between now and the time of our next meeting in order to facilitate our meeting.
All right. Adriana?
Answering.
Okay.
Well, I understand what you are saying, Barbara, and I agree that we should communicate by email a bunch of things, but we know perfectly since the last meeting is a bunch of questions that were there for the national office, and we don't have it yet. And it's not only that. What I'm saying is this motion doesn't specify anything. How can we be in this back and forth that you mentioned if we don't have even the budget in front of us? As the only budget presented, I'm sorry, may I finish? The only budget that was presented was KPFA, and that was the name was preliminary. And the same with the national office, and we said in the last meeting that some information that we are not there in the normal budget, and then I don't understand. What will be the back and forth with budget that we don't have? I'm still not understanding the motion. I'm sorry.
Point of order.
Is that Tony?
Yes.
Go ahead.
That we need to go on with the orders of the day. We got some important things to deal with, and we're really getting bogged down with this. Call for the orders of the day.
All right. So the orders of the day is actually the... We have to vote on this motion in the current shape it is. We can vote it down if we don't want to do it. And then we have to complete the timeline. And we have two other items on the agenda with very little time to complete them. So
yeah.
I'm going to ask Arpal to repeat the motion.
Well, I thought of a few words for the amendment.
All right. Rapidly, please.
In order to facilitate our next budget discussions, just introduce it with that. That's my suggestion.
Okay, so can
all right, I have,
can you reread it and then please call the roll.
All right. What I have for the amendment is to add at the top, quote, in order to facilitate our next, what?
Budget discussions.
Any objections to that amendment? Okay, hearing none, can you read the entire motion, including that amendment?
Okay, one second. I'm going to add that in. Okay, the motion as it stands is, in order to facilitate our next budget discussion, that the procedure be that if there are any questions that arise regarding the FY17 budgets, that people submit their questions to the NFC list to be compiled by the station's treasurers to be submitted to the station's general managers. Okay, Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No, it's illegal.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tickert, R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Going back. I will abstain. The vote is 6-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So I'd like to entertain a motion on the budget timeline that we notify the all seven units that we want to discuss the budgets at our meetings on the 20th and 27th. And we'd like to have them, if possible, before the meeting. Yes?
Someone has called for the orders of the day. And the next thing we're doing is the central services, right?
No, we never got to the budget timeline because we were, the other motion interfered. The orders of the day is to complete the budget timeline process.
Okay, so you're saying we've only done 10 minutes this whole meeting?
No.
Okay.
That we have not followed the time procedures that we should have, but that the next item before us is still the budget timeline.
All right, so you're saying that's the next thing we're going to now.
Right.
I'm asking if someone can make a motion that we notify all seven units.
So move.
Let me just finish the sentence. That we will be discussing the budgets on our meetings of the 20th and the 27th, and we would like to have whatever budgetary document they have prior to our meeting on the 20th.
I'd like to amend.
Well, I'd like to, if people want to start cobbling this together, that's fine, but I need to get a cogent motion all at once. If people want to hold off and put it together, that's fine, or if people want to put a motion now and then have the amendment, that's fine, but if the chair could speak Barbara's motion again, I can write it down faster.
Oh, you mean the one we just passed?
You just said so moved, and this is what he's saying.
Well,
but
he had said it,
but it's your motion. I need to hear it again.
He had said it earlier.
Again.
Completely say it again.
He's moved it. The motion is that we notify all seven units that we will be discussing the budgets for fiscal year 2017 on our meetings of September 20th and 27th. And we are requesting they submit whatever budget document they have in whatever state it's in prior to our meeting on the 20th.
Okay, I'll type that fast. That we notify all seven units that we will be discussing the budgets of FY17 budgets.
Fine.
At our meetings of November 20th and September 20th and September 27th. We might get into November. We have in the past. Meetings of September 20th and September 27th, and
we are requesting whatever budget document they have submitted to us prior to the meeting on the 20th.
Michael, can you add language that you'll be sending that email to the unit head?
Fine, yes. Was that your amendment? Yeah, fine, I will send
Thanks.
It. The chair pro tem will send that request.
Joseph?
Go ahead, Joseph.
I was just going to say, instead of saying prior, could you please say by close of business September 16th? That'll give us time to look at the document for the 20th meeting. Thank you.
Good. So that's the Friday before.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So now it's they have been submitted to us prior. We request any budget documents they have be submitted to us instead of prior
by
to the meeting
of business, by close
of business,
business
on 9/16. Okay, so what I have is that we notify all seven units that we will be discussing the FY17 budgets at our meetings of September 20th and September 27th, and we are requesting any budget documents they have, that any budget documents they have be submitted to us by close of business on September 16th. The chair pro tem will send that request.
Okay, any objections? Hearing none. Next item on the agenda is the central service payments, and Sam sent you all a new version of that as of 8-1.
Adriana?
Go ahead.
I have a question for Sam. We have the PRI which is updated by August 25th. Is any changes in the central service that you send it? Because we have the date is August 1st. Nobody pays in then.
Yeah, so no change in the National Office Central Services schedule. The only change is that we have, it includes 8,000 about the healthcare services payment from WPFW that has been received. Other than the central services portion, no change from 8-1. For PRA, that has been updated as of 8-25, and that is the most latest.
Question?
I'm sorry, somebody have a question?
I got a question. I need to know what file are we looking at here? Name it as file?
An email just came to you from Sam minutes ago. CS2 attachments.
Okay.
It's 11 p.m. Pacific, 9/11 Eastern.
Okay, it just got here. Okay, thank you.
Did you want to summarize any of that, Sam? Or?
Well, it's a difficult situation because you see that National Office and PRA both are hurting. And right now we are down to the point that we can barely, I mean, we are just counting pennies how we can meet the payroll as of September 15th. And some very important payments have been now put on hold. So it's a kind of a very difficult situation for us. Same with the PRA, because every payroll or every healthcare bill is is a stretch how to meet the ends. So I have requested both PNB and National Finance Committee that we need to formulate a policy how these stations should not get into default for more than a couple of months or 3 months, and then how can we collect the outstanding central services which we have lent to the stations to make their payroll, but now in turn we cannot collect that back in order to make our own payroll. So it's very, very ironic, but this is where we are.
Okay, so people have the data in front of them, and the next item on the agenda is a discussion of urgent short-term financial measures. So that seems quite pertinent.
Deanna?
Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question with this, Sam, because I can see that some of the stations own really a huge amount. We have... the only one that is current is KPFK. The others, no exception, are, I mean, KPFT is owing almost $50,000. That is more than 3 months. A is owing more than $51,000. WBAI, let's see, because I couldn't see the whole... thing, but let's see, is in an order of 100,000, and PFW is in a I don't see the PRI. Is any way did you ask the managers to send the money, and they give you any reason why they are not sending the more than 3 months that they owe?
I have requested everybody, requested managers, requested PNB, requested National Finance Committee. I don't know what else I can do.
Okay.
And it's very unfortunate that I think you had initiated that resolution last time where KPFK payment was adjusted against advance payments. So
I'm sorry. What did you just say, Sam? That I initiate that? The $52,000 that KPFA owe? Or the $50,000 that KPFT owes?
The KPFA.
I initiate that?
Excuse me. Let him complete his thought.
The resolution that I was referring to was passed on 8-4, and that was that the KPFK, the payment that they made for the audit fee, for fiscal year 14 audit fee, and for the election expenses, that should be adjusted against the advance payment of central services and not against the back dues that they owe for more than $250,000. And that is the reason why we are in such a trouble.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Point of personal privilege. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to remind the CFO that the decision was made at the by the PMB, okay? And it's not, I don't take kindly that you are accusing me of something when you were telling us that people don't have the money to pay. Okay, and I proved to you that the money was on the accounts more than 3 months ago. Please do not try to give the responsibility to other people. I think that that is not fair. The PMB vote for that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I'll remind people of Brian's message, which was, in general, that finger pointing is not going to get us to any solution of this. And I'll ask again if people have some proposals about immediate short-term measures to increase the finances. The one outstanding that we have talked about previously is the National Office mailing. I'm wondering if anybody has gotten a response from their LSBs. The PNB did mandate that the local station boards seek to identify people who could make short-term loans, no-interest loans, to the national office for the purpose of getting that mailing out. And I'm wondering if anybody has anything to report about that.
Well, I have a very small report about that.
Go ahead.
I personally submitted a loan check for $2,000, but I haven't heard why it hasn't been negotiated. I don't know what how much of a mailing could be put out with just that small amount, but what I understood was that you send a few letters and you get some money back, and then you send the next bunch and so on. And so I don't know whether Sam can tell us why that hasn't begun. Is it that $2,000 doesn't really, you needed more to even just begin?
I could actually respond to that. I think there the particular letter they're planning to use would be going out over the signature of Oliver Stone, who has agreed to it, but they're awaiting, I think, his signature and possibly a photo to use with it. So it's not quite ready to go out, but getting more money in hand. I've also made a $2,000 pledge and will have it available as needed. But if we can get more pledges for that, that would be helpful.
Well, checks are better than pledges.
Yes, sure. But the mandate to the from the PMB to the LSBs was to try to identify individuals who might donate for that or make loans for that purpose. So I would urge you to go back to your LSBs if you haven't already brought this up and remind them that that is a mandate from the PNB. Somebody have a question?
Paul. Okay, we've just gone over the central services thing here, and a figure was given for BAI that I think is off. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like as of 8/1/2016 in the file that the CFO has just sent us. It says WBAI's outstanding central services at this time is 84,450, which is too big, but it's certainly less than 100,000. Is that correct?
The numbers that are there are correct.
Okay, so it has 84,450. Okay, so it's 84,450, not 100,000. And, yeah, I mean, well, I guess the thing to do right now is to say I hope that we get on to the discussion of urgent short-term financial measures.
We are in that discussion.
We're doing it now.
Yes. So I was reminding people that one short-term financial measure that we have already approved as a committee and was also adopted by the PNB was for the local station boards to identify individuals who would make short-term no-interest loans to the National Office for Fundraising and Mailing. I heard somebody asking for permission to speak.
Adriana?
Go ahead. And then
Nick Arena after, please.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Adriana and then Nick.
Yeah, I want, Paul, I'm sorry that that wasn't clear when I talked about more than $100,000, I was putting together the Central Service plus the Pacifica Radio Archives. And that is certainly over $100,000. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Nick, do you want to speak to the question of short-term immediate?
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Sure. In response to what Brian had sent out earlier and Sam's comment earlier this week, I did send out an email the other day, and I think this meeting is an example of the problem that we face, which is the normal deliberations that this committee and other committees have had in the past to conduct business have been useful, but the organization is facing bankruptcy in a very short period of time. And I don't think that the deliberations that take place, although helpful and useful and bring up good points, they're just not going to stave off bankruptcy. I recommend that, and I've suggested this to others, that a small task force needs to be formed immediately, consisting of the executive director, the CFO, and key members of the various committees. That task force would really suspend the normal order and go about really saving this organization. I suggested some ideas that they might entertain. These aren't the best ideas, and I think others would have better ones. But the bottom line is that the decision-making processes that this organization has are crippling it from being able to make any effective changes that are necessary to stave off imminent bankruptcy. This organization is out of money, both on a national basis and in some of its key divisions, and there are no controls or steps in place in order to stave that off. These constant bickering sessions that take place in these meetings, although can produce some interesting ideas and results, are not going to stave off bankruptcy. A small group needs to be formed as soon as possible, within days, not weeks, that takes the mantle of saving this organization. Otherwise, we can continue having these meetings that produce very little results and do not address the key questions of significant expense reductions, significant revenue increases, and administering the organization and managing it so it does not dig a deeper hole. I don't know how that exactly is done politically, organizationally here, but it needs to be done, and it needs to be done immediately. And if we are doing our fiduciary role as a finance committee, we ought to be recommending to the PNB that such an action is taken and that management is held accountable for creating a plan and executing on a plan immediately in order for the organization not to go into bankruptcy.
All right, Paul, go ahead. And then, Nick, if you can put anything of that in the form of a motion that you want us to consider, that would be helpful. And maybe email it again.
Yeah. Okay, I want to. I'll address what was just said first. Yeah, I think a. I think some people coming up with ideas, this small task force to come up with ideas would be just fine if Pacifica management would manage to do that with some other people. That'd be fine. Having them able to execute whatever ideas they come up with would not be fine because let's face the reality. We don't all trust each other completely, do we? With good reason. And so I think that if such a thing were done where they could execute whatever they come up with, it would probably trigger the lawsuits even sooner. In terms of bankruptcy, well, certainly Pacifica is illiquid. It is arguably insolvent at this time. If it's insolvent for a long enough time, then the B word can come in. And the thing is, in terms of short-term financial measures, I don't know that we really have a tremendously great set of options here. The options I see, and I've said this before, is, you know, we got these radio stations. They have reaches that can reach out to many millions of people. And we have to get programming that those people will want to tune in to and pay for. This is Lou Hill's original idea. So for long term, we need to deal with the programming. For short term, even dealing with the program generally isn't going to do a lot. And I think that a mailing is an idea, but I think we're up against something very, very, very difficult. The boards, all of us in governance, we're not chosen because we have massive connections to wealthy people the way some boards do. And we're chosen because we have a passion for Pacifica in one way or another. And so that's why we're here. We have lots of passion, so we don't have a ton of money or connections to people who could afford to throw five or six figures at the organization. So in terms of something short, I'm seeing someone's resignation letter and his suggestions, some of which I severely disagree with. We may need to start looking at basically a two things at once. One, starting to deal with the programming so that it becomes more attractive, which will take time, and two, to keep everything alive while we get more listeners, maybe we need to look at something like a mortgage on some property because we're in the radio business. And so I think maybe that's what needs to be looked at. Otherwise, it is a very hard thing to figure out where the hell we're going to get money short time. On the other hand, getting money in the short term is going to be wasteful if we don't, in the long term, make it so that we have enough programming at enough stations that will attract listeners who will listen and contribute. I'm done.
Joseph is tax.
And Serene for the staff.
Okay. I heard Joseph. Was there somebody else in then Serene or just Joseph and Serene? Okay, Joseph and then Serene.
That's kind of followed what we were talking about at the beginning of the meeting. And I'd like to say that a lot of the times what people come up with is, here, let's another way of asking for money, another way of raising money, another way of raising money. And I appreciate that. That's certainly a necessary ingredient in what we do. But I'm kind of one of those people that I'm better at trying to find out how to save money and how to do our operations efficiently. And that's why we get a lot of pushback from people who don't want to discuss some of the detailed issues. One of the things that I've been trying to do is get something any simple pet store manager would know is how many total number of hours that are worked at a given location and how many total number of hours are we paying for and making sure that that's in the high 90 percentages. Basic accounting, basic management techniques. When I asked for these kind of figures from our station, I got a generic job description of what all the employees do and nothing else. And we're constantly getting resistance from people of telling us what's going on. And I think, not to blame any specific person, we as an organization don't put any incentives for the management of the stations
to act efficiently. It's actually, if they send more money to the national office, it's just more work for them that they have to do. And why not hire someone else to make it easier for them? We just fix an amount, and we structure this really poorly. There's a lot of things that have been said that I agree with, some that I don't. Programming, we pull a whole lot of money from programming. We have very excellent programming at KPFT. We pull a lot of it from music. I was reading some of the suggestions. We're about a whole lot more talk. Each community is different. So while that's a good suggestion for maybe the community you're in, each city and location needs to have its own program council to tune their programming to their community. And that's where we need to stay. And what our problem at KPFT isn't the quality of our programming, it's that nobody knows we're even there. And we've had this discussion and arguments about advertising, but somehow we need to get more people tuning in. It's not that people who hear don't like our programming, it's that nobody hears our programming. So, and let me just finish with one little thing, because and maybe being new to this, I've run a business, and there's one thing I know at the end of the day for running a business is you can't run a business spending more money than you make. That's just a bottom line. It doesn't matter how idealistic your purpose is. And while I may be new to this particular way in which you guys are used to acting, what we need to do is start acting on the things that we agree with. When we talk about getting our financial, the audits done, when we talk about getting the books at all the stations organized with MemSys that is all be tracked nationally, and then stop arguing about the things that we disagree about. Because, yeah, okay, if we're not going to do the advertising, fine, but let's go ahead and get these audits done. Let's get the push out, the procedures for common getting our books all made the same for all the stations. So I'll end it with that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Serena was next on the stack, I believe, but we have 1 minute to our scheduled adjournment time, so I'll ask for a motion to extend for some period of time.
I move we extend for 10 minutes.
Okay. Barbara, any objection to a 10-minute extension? And then I heard Serena and then Adriana, and I'll call myself.
Okay, so thank you. I know Lydia had proposed that we do a national mailing, and that's where the money from you and you, Michael, and Barbara, and I know another community member also offered to send something. What we need to get this started, in my view, is a promissory agreement that people can sign and send in with their checks. You know, so we need to make it available on the web. And I would like to I offer a motion that here I am volunteering other people's time, but that the board chair, Tony Norman, and we have, what is it, two other lawyers. We have Afia and Jose Luis, yeah, on the PNB, but that the three of them get together and get us a promissory note that can be ready for the board meets tomorrow, huh? That's a busy night. I don't know. If there's any way that you all could do that so the board can approve it tomorrow. Otherwise, I don't think the board meets for another 3 weeks, and that's really way too long for this process. So I guess I'm going to narrow my request, revising my own motion. I move that board chair Tony Norman prepare a promissory note that we can bring to that can be offered to the PNB tomorrow night with the intention of getting this thing moving.
Well, this is Tony.
Go ahead.
I agree with the intent, but I wouldn't be able to do that by tomorrow night. I wouldn't be able to do that by tomorrow night.
Can I read the motion?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. The motion as I have it is that the PNB chair prepare a promissory note for the PNB meeting tomorrow night. I think that he has to be phrased that the NFC requests that the PNB chair prepare a promissory note for the PNB meeting tomorrow night.
With regard to raising funds for the mailer. I mean, we should put it in context, although I didn't say that, but you know what I mean. With regard to to the national mailer.
I have, okay, the NSC requests that the PNB chair prepare a promissory note for the PNB meeting tomorrow night with regard to raising funds for the national mailing.
Thanks.
Okay, Adriana?
Yes, Tony already said that he cannot do it. Can we make an amendment to say that, Tony, do you think that you will be able to work with, like we said, maybe with some of the other lawyers and prepare that? When do you think that you will be able to do something like that? I know that you say you don't have time for tomorrow. We can offer an amendment for that.
I mean, it may take a week or so. It all depends on how much time I can give to it, but also I would also need the help of the executive director in terms of crafting language and dealing with that. So,
Barbara,
as well as
the information for myself,
you have to craft the language, and I have to consult with them. So, I would say at least a couple of weeks, but that I would need to consult with them. Okay. It's not just a technical wording part. I also have to consult with the CFO, executive director, and our general counsel, acting general counsel.
Okay, can we take that as a friendly amendment that the NSC requests that the PNB chair consult with the CFO, the IED, and the general counsel on drafting a promissory note? I think the pertinent date is actually LSB meetings on the 14th, because the PNB has already passed the general idea of mandating that the LSBs do it, and so the people actually that will be doing it are the LSBs, and they're the ones who would need to be able to provide the note.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Could we get your wording of your amendment? The NFC requests that the PNB chair, what's the rest of it?
Consult with the CFO, IED, and general counsel in order to draft a promissory note to facilitate the process of getting short-term no-interest loans for the national office mailing to be completed by the next set of LSB meetings.
Okay.
This is
in order to prepare a promissory note, and continue, please.
To facilitate the process of getting no-interest short-term loans to finance a national office fundraising mailing to be completed by the next set of LSB meetings. And then I heard Shireen. Shireen?
Yes, thanks. I know the LSBs will have to utilize it to be able to tell people where it is, but how to go about giving the money. But it is the PNB that would have to approve the language of the loan, would it not? Or,
yes.
or is that an executive function that the IED can do?
Oh.
I think the PNB in principle approved the idea of short-term no-interest loan. So
A promissory note is a contract, and we can't have five LSBs deciding they want to tweak it differently. So who's authorized? If not, I agree, because maybe the PNB doesn't need to do it. Having agreed that we wanted it, we can the ED can do it. But I don't necessarily see the relevance I don't see the relevance of tying it to an LSB meeting. Because
no,
the
I was saying as a date, the LSBs would have it, yes.
We never got the end of this. I have the NFC request that the PNB chair consult with the CFO, the interim executive director, and the general counsel
in order to prepare
a promissory note to get short-term no-interest loans to make the mailing. Is that it?
Yes, to finance the national office fundraising mailing.
To finance, okay.
And to make that available by the next LSB meetings.
point of information.
Go ahead, Adriana.
LSB meeting? By the next LSB meeting?
By the next LSB meetings, plural.
Wow.
Gives us like 2 weeks to get it done.
All right, so the NFC requests that the PNB chair consult with the CFO, interim executive director, and general counsel in order to prepare a promissory note to get short-term no-interest loans for the to finance the national office mailing and to make that available by the next LSB meetings.
Yes.
A little grammar in there.
Adriana?
And then Adriana, go ahead.
I think that the question that Serene just made make a lot of sense. I mean, if I don't remember wrong, and I think that I don't, the Pacifica bylaws doesn't allow anybody, any local station board or anybody else to get any debts on the name of the foundation. It means that whatever is being done needs to be approved by the PNB, whatever language we want to put together. Is there any way to go around this? I don't see how. And maybe, Tony, you said that you need at least 2 weeks. Do you think that will be better if we talk about the ID, the CFO, and the general counsel to be on this? Maybe they can solve it earlier?
Yeah, Tony, really this is a management. We don't really need approval for something like that from the board. If we can work it out with the executive director, CFO, and the acting general counsel. My only concern is some conflict of interest issues that I need to check on legally. It's not the issue is not the actual drafting of it, but because you're dealing with board members doing loans and whether or not there's going to be interest rate or no interest, I just want to make sure that we clear it legally with conflict of interest.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Who is the general counsel, and when did the PNB vote to have that general counsel?
Our acting general counsel is the firm of the Yee firm.
Siegel and Yee.
Siegel and Yee, I'm sorry, and that was some time ago, about a year or so ago.
Can you tell me what meeting the PNB approved that in?
I don't have that.
And that's relevant how?
Oh, well, because I don't know if there is a general counsel. It's legal.
Point
of order.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're at time.
I'm sorry.
I need a motion to extend further. Otherwise, we're at time for this meeting.
I would like to make a motion.
We need to vote in the motion.
I would like to withdraw my motion. These folks aren't serious. I'd like to withdraw my motion if we can get unanimous consent.
Anybody object to Serene withdrawing the motion that was just read? Hearing no objection, that's withdrawn. And unless there's a motion to extend any further,
I move to adjourn.
Okay, Adriana.
Adriana,
yes.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, Serene already made a motion to adjourn.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Your motion. Well, okay. You had a motion.
The motion and all amendments are withdrawn.
Well, he didn't withdraw his amendment.
That's
are you
right.
Withdrawing your amendment too?
Yes, underlying. Yes, it was.
Okay, and then if there's no objection, that gets. Please ask if there's objection to withdrawing that, please.
Any objection? Hearing none. Any objection to adjourning?
Good night.
Thank you for sharing, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I will notify the that.